your proposal, from what I mean, is just to kind of cap it off, cap off immigration, and
slow it down.
These demographic shifts that you're very concerned about.
To create more opportunity for assimilation. Yeah.
Okay, so...
Too much, too fast.
Okay, so, yeah, because you end up, you're still where we are, which is a still fairly diverse society.
Yeah, very, very
So what's your solution then? How you go about this?
I don't have a solution. I'm just pointing out a problem.
Okay.
I don't have a solution. I don't know how to fix Detroit. I don't know if anybody does know how to fix Detroit.
Detroit's getting better.
I don't know how to fix that. I lived in Baltimore for years. I don't know how to fix that. Okay? But that's a different issue than immigration, okay? Mm-hmm. Because those cities are primarily African American. They're diverse. They have other groups, but they're primarily African American. The immigration thing is affecting Arizona, California, Texas, Florida, states like that in a very dramatic way. And it's not, you know, it's producing tensions and it's producing burdens on our system. Did you know that in Arizona we have a very large Hispanic-speaking school children.
Yeah.
A lot of the kids are, and that's what I'm studying, ESL. But we have a budget override for ESL. It's 11.5%, and then there's some other things. So it costs a lot more to educate a child who doesn't speak English as a native language.
So,
so that's a burden on the taxpayers. And it's a pretty significant burden.